And now we've got Tara Dyrus from Hapai Te Haora. She's the general manager of Hapai Te Haora. And they've just had amazingly good news that the Auckland's local alcohol policy has been upheld by the Supreme Court in a landmark decision. So the Supreme Court's ruled that the local alcohol policy in Auckland is reasonable and a proportionate response to the need to reduce alcohol-related harm in the community. Tēnā koe, Tara. Nā mihi kia koe.
Oh, nā mihi o te ata kia koe, Miani.
So how long has the Auckland Council's local alcohol policy been in the courts?
Yeah, it's been a long time, Miani. So this decision is a long time coming. Since about 2018, we've been... Auckland's whānui, we've been fighting this good fight for the past however many years, since 2018, sorry, maths wasn't my strongest suit, and finally we've got a decision that can really sort of spur on the next chapter of minimising alcohol harm for whānau and tamaki makaurau.
Cool. Hey, tell us a bit about LAP, or the local alcohol policy. What does it involve?
Yeah, so a local alcohol policy is basically it's a policy that sort of determines how alcohol is controlled in a specific Pakiwa region. And generally, the good thing about LAPs or local alcohol policies is that they are made in consultation with the hapori. So I think from the outset, you really have a solution that is hapori driven. So they include opening hours, where you can open liquor stores, what you can display outside liquor stores, and multitudes of other bits and pieces that help the council regulate the alcohol within a specific region.
Do other councils have LAPs, and should it be nationwide?
So some councils do have LAPs, and the thing about LAPs in this currently where we are at the moment, they have been traditionally voluntary, so your council does not have to take up an LAP. This should be a key harm minimisation tool that different councils should be employing.
We were just talking to Dr. Nick Bowden from the National Science Challenge, and he was talking about healthier environments and how important healthy environments are for the mental health of our children and young people.
That's right. Just drawing from another little bit of my kitu of experience, it's really proven, and we've got anecdotal evidence as well as, that anaho that comes out of the academic world that shows us that things like brand awareness, understanding of, by seeing different things in your world, our tamariki are able to, recognise these big brands, So like if we're talking about environments, if tamariki are seeing like alcohol shops, if they're seeing different brands of alcohol, their recognition of them is quite accurate quite early on. So that's ingrained within the minds of our tamariki, and we don't need them being exposed to those sorts of āhuatanga, pireke fast food, pireke waipiro, pireke mumi hikoriti, hikariti rānei. So I think, those trying to make sure that our environments are those that our whānau can thrive in, this LAP will go a long way towards doing that.
Yes, and I also saw that Hapai Te Haora has been working in the vape area with definite concerns about the number of young people who don't smoke taking up vaping instead.
Yep, that's right. And it's something that I would without a doubt say it's going to be one of our big kaupapa for the time being. We've heard of reports of tamariki as young as 5 picking up a hikoriti, and we know that it's not just we know that there's a multitude of other factors behind the behind what's driving this behaviour. And I think the way our systems are set up, the way the funding of different kaupapa that support whānau are set up, they're obviously, you know, they're failing. But we have babies picking up hikoriti to sort of escape or try and be cool or, you know, harane.
Yeah, it's such a huge kaupapa, particularly with vape stores popping up, well, actually usually next to either dairies or alcohol outlets.
Yeah, it's. I reckon, and I think it's a little bit dramatic, maybe not actually, but it's becoming a bit of an epidemic, you know, you've literally got, as you said, Hedniani, where there's a dairy, you can usually find a vape store, and those are becoming highly concentrated within our hapori, and just another thing our whānau just do not need.
No, not, I mean, it's just a real concern, and then those are also the shops that get targeted by our more wayward youth.
Yep, that's right, and it's just a cycle of, you know, harm that's just being perpetuated, and I think, you know, mihi to ahi te reira, mihi to them, and the policy that they've and you know, the legislation that they've brought forth. But I think, as I was telling our pohaturua, you know, yesterday, we just need to make sure that we're contextualising any decisions that we make within the Aotearoa context. You know, we are tangata tiriti and tangata whenua, so making sure that there's an equity lens applied to this issue from the outset.
Oh, ka pai. And what else is happening for Hapai Te Hauora, although that seems to be a full plate with the local alcohol policy and vaping?
Yes, well, it is an exciting month. It is Awahi Kore May, so do check out our social handles, Te Whānau, Facebook and Insta. We've got heaps of amazing kaupapa happening around the country for Smoke Free May. We've also got our Switch It Up concert coming up over the next 2 weeks. Small koha for that Te Whānau, but that's an awesome lineup of musicians, activities, and just general fun for the whānau to get a month. So do, check us out. Any day is never a quiet day, Hinani a kāpai.
Kāpai you. And thank you for doing all that work for our people. Ai, nā mihi kia koe e tāra. Nā mihi.
Mauri ora kia koe, Hinani. Ka kite rā.